Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty. This week on our program, we play new music from singer-songwriter Mike Doty and answer a question about names of American towns, cities, and states. But first, some news about one of the most famous jewels in the world. The Hope Diamond is one of the largest and most famous jewels in the world. For 50 years, it has been in the collection of the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. To mark this anniversary, the museum is showing the 45-carat blue diamond for the first time without its usual setting. Visitors can now see the Hope Diamond in all its natural beauty. Barbara Klein has more.
The Hope Diamond has a long and rich history. It was formed over a billion years ago, far beneath the Earth's surface. Its rare blue color comes from small amounts of the element boron. The stone was discovered in a mine in India during the 17th century. It was more than 100 carats in weight. In 1668, the stone was sold to the ruler of France, King Louis XIV. A few years later, the king's jeweler recut the stone to a weight of about 67 carats. The stone was later lost during the French Revolution. A recut version of this blue diamond later reappeared in England. Different families and jewelry experts have owned the stone over the years. The diamond received its name from one of its 19th century owners, Henry Philip Hope. A wealthy American woman named Evelyn Walsh McLean bought the Hope Diamond in 1911. During her ownership, the stone was placed in a setting surrounded by 16 small white diamonds on a long diamond chain. Last month, the Smithsonian removed the Hope Diamond from this setting. Visitors can see the diamond all by itself in all its sparkling blue glory. In April, the Hope Diamond will temporarily be placed in a new necklace before returning to its original setting. Also in April, the Smithsonian will release a new movie about the diamond's history. The Hope Diamond is one of the most visited objects in the museum. Museum organizers say they wanted people to be able to see the famous stone in a new way. Jeffrey Post is the curator of the museum's gem and mineral collection. He says seeing the Hope Diamond out of its setting also allows experts to study the rare stone. He said studying this jewel will help scientists learn more about diamonds in general.
Our question this week comes from China. Li Wei wants to know why some American cities and states have the same name. For example, there is a New York City and a New York State. The same is true of the West Coast state of Washington and the East Coast city of Washington, D.C. And there are more than 10 other cities named Washington. They include those in Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. It is quite common for cities to have the same names as states. For example, there is a California, Maryland, and an Iowa, Louisiana. There is a Florida, New York, and a Kansas, Alabama. Many names of American states and cities are based on Native American languages. For example, the state of Alabama was named after a local Indian tribe called the Alabamu. The word means thicket clearers or herb gatherers. The state of Illinois comes from the Algonquin tribal word Illiniwek. It means tribe of superior men. The states of North and South Dakota were both named for a group of Sioux Indians called Dakota. The word means allies or friends. Many American states are named after historic people. Georgia is the feminine Latin form of George and is named after King George II of Great Britain. Maryland was named after Queen Henrietta Maria, the wife of King Charles I of England. And Louisiana is named in honor of King Louis XIV of France. But some names of cities and towns are unusual, like Big Ugly, West Virginia, and Idiotville, Oregon. Also, Sweet Lips, Tennessee, and Kissimmee, Florida. There is Celebration in Florida and Santa Claus in Indiana. You could surely get something to drink in Hot Coffee, Mississippi. If you like animals, you might want to visit Monkey's Eyebrow, Arizona, or Toad Suck, Arkansas, but not Dead Horse, Alaska. And you might decide you would rather live in Happy Texas than in Hell, Michigan.
I'll keep on rising up, well, I'll keep on rising up. Every day I'm rising up.
Singer and songwriter Mike Doty keeps it simple on his new CD, Sad Man, Happy Man. The CD is free of the fancy production tricks common to many studio albums. Instead, you can hear Mike Doty's unusual voice and his excellent guitar playing. Faith Lapidus has more.
Down and without grace, well, I search you out in every face on the crowd and crooked blue street. Don't know how you put the ache in me, and I confess I think it's natural. I slept in Memphis and woke up in Nashville, and I love you still, love you, Diana. Every destination's waiting, Diana. Every destination's waiting, be beautiful. You got to give it up. Don't stress no more. Don't struggle and speculate. Don't push against your own weight.
Diane is one of 13 songs on Mike Doty's new CD. Doty rose to fame in the 1990s as the lead singer of the band Soul Coughing. The band was known for its unusual mix of music styles, from alternative rock to hip-hop to jazz and electronics. Mike Doty was known for his ability to string words together in a skillfully artistic and funny way. Rapper and singer, which you can hear on the song, You Should Be Doubly Gratified.
I've been to Bangkok and I've been to Arkansas. I've been to Paris, France, and Addis Ababa. Down in the hollow spot where light is never seen. I drank the coldest pop and hottest gasoline. I'm saying you should be doubly, doubly. You should be doubly gratified. You should be doubly, doubly. You should be doubly gratified. I'm at the table and I'm staring at the plate. I wait for guests and they are 15 hours late. I read my German book and learned a bunch of verbs. I spoke a language only lonely girls have heard. Saying you should be doubly, doubly. You should be doubly gratified. Shimmer, shimmer, bright light,
Mike Doty's skill with words comes as no surprise. He is a published poet and playwright. He is currently writing his life story. In addition to guitar, Doty plays keyboards on the new album and did all of the drum programming. Music partner Andrew Scrap Livingston added the cello and bass. Some critics are calling Sad Man, Happy Man Mike Doty's best work to date. We leave you with the song, When I Box the Days Up.
I fell in love with the day drunk. Yeah, the whole day long. Well, she kissed the book all the morning through, and then she sang out the words to the wrong song. Like a golden vase or the clenches of a champion. Well, I dreamed I'm in the ring at the Grand Palais, and then I sing out the words to the wrong song. And when I box the days up, yeah, when I box the days up, oh, when I box the days up, when I box the days up. King in Phnom Penh, and I was giving up my throne. All the people chatting on the muddy banks said I'm an okay king and I sure can play the saxophone.
I'm Bob Doty. Our program was written by Dana DeMarge and June Sims. Katie Weaver was the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Oh, asphalt soaks the rays up. Yeah, when we round the strays up. Oh, when we round the strays up. Oh, asphalt soaks the rays up.